folks. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Good
Game Guys.
Apparently with our host right now,
TKO,
Dr. Captain.
I'm Deg.
Stephanie.
And of course the man who wants an introduction.
We get
Q Kramer.
Gamer.
You know, I was purposely quiet because you're a butthole.
Gamer.
How is everybody doing tonight? Except for that butthole that I hate and we'll call a butthole. Butthole.
You know what, man? Fuck you.
Wow. Wow. A different butthole thought I was talking to him.
Rated.
I'm just going to sit here and listen to this because this is very, very entertaining to watch.
What, you think this is funny, you butthole?
When I start a rock band,
oh, gosh.
Hey, I'm an ass, not a butthole. Get it right.
A few years from now, you guys are going to come visit me in an asylum, and I'm just going to be rocking back and forth, straight jacket, rubber room, just going buttholes, all of them, buttholes, buttholes everywhere.
There's this butthole, there's that butthole, there's the other butthole, and the different butthole.
And then, you know, I pull a half-baked
question,
point at one guy and go, but you're cool.
the middle G in Good Game, guys, it stands for game still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, wow, I
know
what you did there.
G stands for game, right?
I don't know. There's a whole lot of talk about buttholes tonight, apparently.
Right.
So interesting. Anyway, I think you should almost say that one jingle that we have tonight.
Oh man. Oh, the coffee one.
Yep.
May as well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, what kind of video game shenanigans did y'all get involved with this past week?
Watch your language there.
Yeah, dude. What are you doing saying the game word, man?
How could you?
I'm sorry?
I've been playing Champions of Regnum. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but...
You've actually played a game?
Finally?
I know, and it was, like, the busiest week for me, but I found a little time to, like, get it in there. So, so I was playing Champions of Regnum, which is, it's from the same people that did, like, Champions of Norrath and all that stuff, but
I played it on the console.
Huh?
I said, Norrath, you go, girl.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Now, the only difference is, like, I'm still getting used to playing on, on the computer and stuff, because I'm definitely a console person, but just getting used to it has its own difficulties. And I can tell you right now, I get so freaking frustrated.
Welcome to the PC Gaming Master Race.
Master Race.
Hey, I was going to make the Master Race joke.
Man, no, guys, it's an interesting feat for me, but it's great. And you know, I'm not usually the biggest fan of MMOs and stuff, but it's an MMORPG, and I mean, I like it. I guess it's probably because, you know, coming from Champions of Norrath and all that growing up, it definitely brings it back.
I played Champions of Norrath. I'm the one she's playing. I might join her on this.
Yeah.
If it's made by the same guys who made Norrath, I'm in.
I mean, I think so. I think it was like an Argentinian company or something. So I'm gonna have to look. I think it's NGD Studios. I'm not sure if they're the same ones of Norris, but I think so. But I'm definitely a fan.
Mama, what are you doing
I'm
here?
Super stoked with it. I did take a little bit of a break from my Tomb Raider game, just kind of switch it up a bit, and this I can actually play while I'm anywhere, which is nice. I will give you that's definitely the luxury of having a computer game. That's what I've been up to, aside from shooting a short film and going and hosting this whole freaking convention. So it was a very productive week.
Right on. All righty then.
It was wonderful. Oh, and I'm just throwing it out there as a side note, but I shot a short it was yesterday we finished up, and it was grungy as could be. We were over at Paramount Studios. Like, it was ridiculousness. So I'm excited. I'll show you guys at some point. But anyways,
Champions
of Regnum. How about you guys? What you guys up to?
Well, pick someone, Stephanie. Who are we jumping to?
I would like to know. I would like to know what Kramer's been up to.
Hey, I should be last. I really should be last.
I'm sorry. I'm making you second today.
Okay. You know, I try to, you know, work in the best interest of everyone, but if you want to pick me, fine. I spent the last week playing through Wolfenstein 2009 so that I could go fresh into the new Wolfenstein, you know, because I don't like to play the next game in a series or franchise until I've beaten, you know, the previous one. So, yeah, I did that. And I actually have a question for the rest of you. Has anybody else in this group played Wolfenstein 2009?
No, I have not.
Nope. Yes. I played it, but I didn't finish it.
Okay, who said yes?
Deg, me. Hi.
Okay, here's a question. Would you consider Wolfenstein 2009 to be an occult game?
That's tough. I mean, I suppose that really depends on which definition of occult we're using.
not the literal freaking meaning of occult, which means
a cult,
hidden.
Not occult.
Because honestly, if I had to put my opinion, I would say that Wolfenstein 2009 is not a cult in the least. There aren't any demons, there aren't any ghosts, there aren't any monsters, there aren't any, you know, zombies or anything like that.
No
everything
cyber Hitler?
No
cyber Hitler?
No, everything in the game is about alternate dimensions, a power source from, you know, being taken from that alternate dimension, and any monsters in the game are just humans that have been mutated by being exposed to this weird power source, and other monsters are just creatures from another dimension. There's, I mean, it's more sci-fi than a cult.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I guess, but it's still crazy, weird-ass Nazi magic that could never happen.
Right, but it's like, it's not magic, it's just technology from another dimension. And the reason I mention that is because...
How is that not magic?
It's technology from another dimension.
That's like saying a guy time travels
here,
from
like
the future here and shows us some crazy stuff, and you just yell out, "Magic! He's a witch! Well, burn him!"
That's exactly how it goes down.
That's exactly right.
And the reason I mention it is because a lot of people said that, like, developers from the new game said that it's a continuation from the last game without the occult stuff. And I'm like, after I played it, I'm like, there really wasn't anything occult about it. If you want a cult, look at Return to Castle Wolfenstein that did have straight-up zombies and ghosts and magic and shit.
Well,
Stan,
it depends on which school of the occult you're talking about. This is stepping a bit away from gaming, but some schools of the occult do blend in elements of science to it, ideas that these unnatural phenomena are from other dimensions rather than being purely supernatural.
Should I be putting on my tinfoil hat right now as you're going into some weird conspiracy
I'm dipping my toe into this. I know just enough about this subject to get myself in trouble.
Seawall, stop.
Yeah.
The government is listening to the show right now.
No. Seawall, I am going to give full faith and credit to what you're saying. Yes, what you are saying is true, but so far up its own ass that this is clearly not what the developers are talking about.
It's stretching.
I'm literally just saying nothing more than, like, everything in the game is explained either via alternate dimension or technology from alternate dimension.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So we'll go for sci-fi with a dash of the occult feeling behind it.
Right. And it's like, but for all of us that played Return to Castle Wolfenstein, that was totally occult.
Yeah,
that,
it was. Yeah.
That had straight up ghosts and zombies and like
the mummy,
the
remember
resurrected
that?
Resurrected body of the first German prince.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up.
Right. Well, that was intended.
Oh, I dumped Tish.
Was just a little aside. I thought I wanted to bring that up because I just finished playing the game and I'm like, what was so occult about it? Why did the developers feel the need to say, yeah, no, this is a continuation but without all that occult crap?
Yes, Peter Pan is a cult because Tinkerbell gives him fairy dust that lets him fly.
Alright, so moving on, next person here. I don't know, Deg, why don't you go?
Alright, well, I was not here last week due to
stuff and things. Sorry. don't worry. I kept the news current and relevant, so don't sweat about that too much. What have I been doing gaming-wise? I played through a few hours of Transistor.
Okay.
For those the theme song.
I'm sorry?
Good as the theme song.
All of Transistor's music is actually fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Transistor, if you guys aren't aware, Transistor is made by this group called Supergiant Games, who made Bastion, which was an exemplary entry in active narration. Like, the narrator tells you what's going on as you're doing it.
Hmm.
So there's no real, you know, there's no real big cutscenes or anything like that. I mean, there are a few, but it's more like, you know, you pick up a hammer in Bastion, and you just run around breaking boxes and vases and all sorts of random destructible shit, and then the narrator pipes in, like, the kid just raged for a while, because, you're busy destroying shit.
Wow. Well, sounding like Morgan Freeman.
Better than. I dare say.
What?
I dare say.
Blasphemy!
I dare say.
Burn him as a witch!
Fucking shut up.
Heretic!
We're starting to get into the occult there.
Slap fighting in the studio right now.
I dare say the narrator's voice was smoother than.
Who?
Deeper
smooth
than.
And creamy?
What about the guy who played Goliath?
Better than. Keith David? Keith David's a fucking hero of mine, but he didn't have shit on this guy.
That's saying something, man.
Go play Bastion, dude, if you haven't played that. Anyway, I played Transistor. Transistor hasn't quite got the narrative capacity. The narrator is like a, you know, like a younger white guy.
Could you imagine Mike Patton as a narrator?
Oh, God.
The kid will die a horrible death.
Oh, I know someone that would be even worse.
It's a midlife
Nick
Transistor?
Cage.
Wow.
No. Who would be worse than that is, what's his place? He played Iago.
Oh, Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, God, not
that
him.
That kid swings his sword! Everything!
Oh, God. Don't ever try that impersonation
worst
again.
Worst voice ever!
You gotta look up Gilbert Godfrey reads 50 Shades of Grey. It is so hilarious.
Oh, God.
I remember watching this video Gilbert Godfrey did recently where he was saying a bunch of video game lines.
Y'all just go
that.
Watch The Aristocrats.
No.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
never reference that joke again.
So I played through, or not through, but I played a bit of Transistor. It is a lot of fun. Like, they still got the active narration. All the bad guys are still, like, jerks and creeps and blobs and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in the game.
There are no different assholes in the game.
Thank you.
I will take my title and wear it with pride, bitch.
Like a championship bitch with butt cheeks on it.
Ding ding.
Don't pucker up.
On top of that, I managed to play through a little bit of Watch Dogs, which is good. I can't really say.
On PS4 or PC?
PC.
Okay.
PC. I'll be playing the PS4 version like tonight or tomorrow.
You've got two copies of it?
No, I've got the PC and my girlfriend's got the PS4.
Oh, okay.
So
that's convenient.
Yeah.
No, that's really nice.
So now we'll know truly if there is a difference.
I mean,
well, there is. There is.
I have a PS4 as well. It's just there's a difference. There's a big difference.
A good or bad difference?
Egg, have you seen the videos of people comparing the E3 build to the retail build?
I am about to go and witness the difference between Ultra on the PC versus a PS4.
There is definitely a difference. I mean, you can look it up. Just look up, like, E3 to retail comparisons, and there is a definite difference.
I'm sure there is, but so far the game is fun as hell. I do enjoy that the driving segments, they have actually given you, like, an in-cockpit camera, so you can, you know, like, look at your steering wheel and gauges and shit while you're driving.
I don't like doing that.
Does it bug you that you can't shoot from your car?
No, it does not. I had enough of that in Grand Theft Auto.
Do you know how hard it is to shoot from a moving vehicle?
I don't care if I hit it. I'll feel better knowing I'm shooting at it. It'll just make me
feel better.
Or
knowing that you
better.
Can, that you have the ability to.
That you're allowed to, yeah.
Aiden Pierce is a badass, but he's not a machine.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, still.
So there's some realism.
Hey.
Yeah.
It can even be used for
not really
for distraction or keeping someone's head down. Because if someone's driving towards me in a car and I start hitting rounds coming off that car, I'm going to kind of look for cover.
Sure, you might even zigzag to make sure they're not going to hit your tires.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying if I'm in the car and I'm firing, I'll be using it for distraction. Because if someone's driving a car towards me and they're firing at me, I'm going to kind of move out of the way, whether or not they're firing accurate, just in case they get lucky.
Sure.
So you know, keep their heads down while you're driving out there.
I also played a bit of Tory Bash due to the Steam release. Like,
oh, God, Tory Bash.
I've forgotten how much fun that game is when you're hammered.
Is that like a decade-old blast from the past?
When you are close to blackout drunk, there is nothing more fun than trying to breakdance while people are trying to kill you.
What?
I can't have heard that right. Can you please repeat that statement?
So Tory Bash is this interesting game where you have control of your character, a Tory, like a basic, like every joint is spherical. And
Vector
you have,
Man.
You have the, it's like a fighting game version of Vector Man, except all of your joints you can manipulate. You can extend them, contract them, hold them in place, or relax them.
Quap as a fighting game.
If it is, in fact, Quap as a fighting game.
Oh, that's a fighting game you had me play with you that one time, isn't it?
I don't think you ever played it with me, but I wanted you to.
No, I did. I remember that. I think.
Question. This is very important.
Yes.
Can you slingshot yourself into enemies?
Yes. There is actually a mode in the game called Joust where it quite literally has a reverse gravity effect that's aiming from your back towards your opponent. So both of you are flung towards each other at ridiculous rates of speed. And how the game works is it's a physics game. So momentum, torque, weight, and all of that matters. So if you do something wrong, you can pull your own head off.
Oh.
And throw it at your enemy. And you're not actively trying to throw it at your enemy. It's just the momentum. You're hurling it at them.
I did actually purposefully manage to grab my own hand, pull it off of my body, and throw it at an opponent who was coming at me with some weird, like, aerial kick. I hit him right in the midsection as his body was bending. My hand is considered a block. So it's like, oh, look, your legs just fell off. And now you're dead. You disqualified because your limbs hit the floor.
That's awesome.
It is a ridiculously fun game.
When you're wasted.
And it's free to play.
Huh.
Oh.
Is it downloadable on Steam?
It's old. It's old as shit.
It is old. There are people there that have been playing for like 5-8 years.
So they're like masters, huh?
They're crazy good. And you are going to crazy suck for, like, the first year or two.
She's like, giggling.
I'm going to suck really bad, huh?
That's pretty much all I was up to.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Dr. Kappen?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
So,
No, he doesn't play games.
Yeah, I don't play games. What are you talking about?
Peter's a pile of junk, and he's only got an Xbox 360.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
I sat around on YouTube and TeamSpeak all week.
Well, actually, I want to go ahead and start off by saying that a few friends of mine have actually gifted me, like, two different games. So, I now have Bastion.
Nice.
Yeah.
Play the shit out of that.
I will. So, I want to thank King. Who I'll just call him King for that. Thank you. Who I really want to make this side note. I swear to God, his brother looks a lot like PewDiePie. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Is it PewDiePie or PewDiePie?
I don't care.
My
name is PewDiePie.
I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. In all seriousness, King, thank you for Bastion. And I also want to thank another friend who I'm still trying to figure out if this is gifted out of irony, but I'll still play it anyway. So I got that new Dead Island game that I guess is supposed to be more Diablo-like.
Yes!
Dead Island 2?
Dead
How is it?
Oh.
I guess. I.
Oh, Oh, are you talking about the Dead Island MOBA game?
Is that what it is?
Yes. Like,
a Dead Island MOBA? That sounds horrible.
That, yeah. Let's not talk
I don't know.
Sam B.
I don't know, but it's got like...
veto. I'm putting my vote to veto.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, I don't. It's a new Dead Island game that recently just came out on Steam. Like, I don't know much about
it's
it. Except
beta
it,
right now.
Yeah.
I only have Dead Island 1. Dead Island MOBA makes me sound like feel like want to cry.
So, but you know what? I'll still play the shit out of that anyway, just because, hey, it's a free game. And you know what, Sebastian? Thanks for gifting me that. Anyway, so aside from that, so as I posted up in the little teaser, yeah, I defeated Cthulhu.
Right. This again.
Yeah, this again. You don't know who Cthulhu is? Dude, get out of here. You're not welcome in this. You know, Lovecraftian
Cthulhu?
Fans here only.
You're fired.
Cthulhu consumes 2d6 plus 2 investigators per turn.
Holy fuck.
So, yeah, actually.
That's a lot of investigators.
So, yeah, basically, I got introduced into a board game called Eldritch Horror. I was playing with a couple friends online and such. And
did you say Eldritch Horror?
Eldritch Horror? Did I say that?
No, is it
Eldritch Horror.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this game a
Cap
true
is really
tabletop
interested
RPG,
in
or just
Elder
a regular
Horse.
Board game?
I was going to go there, but I decided not to, and of course, he does.
Oh, look,
Kramer
naked Korean.
Kramer has no shame.
Old one.
Hey, Dr. Captain, is this a board? Is this regular board game, or is it an actual full tabletop?
It is a regular board game, so it's like, you know, you roll dice and such.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's interesting. So from my basic understanding of what it is if anybody has previously played Arkham Horror, it's basically an easier version of that. And what it is a full-scale map. It's a board game, and you basically are these investigators that have different skills and such. So,
Batman's hot chicks.
Dude, do you mind? Like, this shit was around before Batman.
You said Gotham Horror or something.
No, I said Arkham.
Oh, Arkham. Oh, so it's the Joker's hot chick. Gotcha.
Would Joker... Hang on. Actually, I gotta pause that and ponder this for a moment. Could Joker actually be an old one?
Huh,
let's ask our Lovecraftian fans that.
About Mr. J, huh?
He
it's
is,
all
about,
supernatural it's not about bullet. Body, it's about consciousness. Has an old, ancient consciousness invaded the body of some random guy, and it's
no.
The Joker?
But we'll hold off on that. Like, fans, hey, if you want to call in and weigh in your thoughts on the Joker being an old one, if he is or if he isn't, maybe he's part of Lovecraftian horror before Batman even came along, call in. But anyway, like I said, so we want to play in Eldritch Horror. God damn it.
It's basically Arkham Horror 2.0.
Yeah, let's go with that. And you have, like, these different investigators that have different skills. And the investigator I wound up choosing, I picked the Sailor, who apparently is Cthulhu's NCAA arch-rival. In all seriousness. Because the Sailor apparently has the ability to just make an extra move across the ocean spaces. And also gets an additional dice roll for any skill that he does on an ocean tile. Guess where Cthulhu likes to hang out at?
Ocean tiles?
Yep.
He is the terror of the deep, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. So I got Popeye the Sailor Man going around just punching every single, like, deep one out there. Until Cthulhu himself appears on the board. And just everyone in our group makes that mad dash to go straight for Cthulhu. The turn before my character gets there, you basically have to do an action card, basically. So you pull a card and you do, like, it's random and it does, like, a particular action. So the card that I picked, my character decided to break into a store and pulled out a double-barrel shotgun before he started making his way to Cthulhu. It's all like, huh, there's a Cthulhu going on out there. One second. Crash.
I'm this message.
Plus, you know, your extra turn on ocean tiles.
Pretty much. So we all managed to get there. We have this one guy that's a bard that can basically, like, help give that extra die. We have a spy that basically, you know, brings up all these clues, which are just basically meant for rerolls. And I forgot what our last person was.
Not
but
important.
With that said, just everyone all together rolled their dice, and by God, we defeated Cthulhu.
seems like a pretty bad game if you can beat Cthulhu.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
Well, like, for example, the whole idea of the Mountains of Madness board game, I think it was, is it's not who wins, it's who lasts the longest.
Well, it's the same thing for the Call of multiple Call of Cthulhu games out there. What, everything from D20 to just the oldest editions, which run on different tabletops, tabletop RPG system. The thing with those games, no one truly wins the game. It's just who can survive the longest without going insane.
Right.
And if Cthulhu comes out, it doesn't matter if you have howitzers on the beach. He wins.
So
they never gave him stats. He kills a certain number of people per turn, and if you fail to save, you go insane instantly.
Anyway,
but Seawall, what if you have a ship you can ram into him?
They don't stat him. Do you know?
Anyway, guys, we do at least need to find out what TKO has been up to this week.
All right, TKO.
I abandoned the rogue tanks. I've been playing War Thunder, getting my jet fighter, and I started playing one of the most horrible games ever created, Far Cry 3.
What?
Horrible.
As in, like, the game rules is the game's horrible.
So, like, you're about to say some controversial shit right now, dude.
It's so horrible.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what was it, Spec Ops The Line. It makes you feel like a terrible person at the end of the day.
It doesn't make you feel like a terrible person. It makes you feel like hunting this Mohawk bastard down and killing him.
Right, boss. Okay.
Yes, not to mention where, you know, I'm sitting there set up, getting ready to, you know, kill one of those outposts with a sniper rifle so I get the 1500 XP, and all of a sudden I just hear growling, and I look, and a tiger jumps on my face.
Ooh.
You know, at least he murdered McLovin.
And while I saw the tiger jumping on my face, all of the bad guys go, hey, what's that? It's a white boy getting mauled by a tiger with a sniper rifle.
Tiger has a sniper rifle?
Mauled by a tiger.
Right.
Then I have to pull out a shotgun, stick it in the tiger's mouth, and pull the trigger so I don't die, and then they all start shooting at me.
If you have the time.
Yeah, right.
Why didn't you have a suppressed high-caliber pistol? You could put a bullet in the tiger and no one would know.
Yeah, you know how many shots it takes to kill? I had an MP5A4. I had to unload 10 bullets into its face before it died. It bites me twice in that time. So I pull a shotgun, pull trigger, fight
tiger. Tigers are powerful, yo.
Mm-hmm. Game over. Roll credits.
I've even heard there's a few instances where a tiger might randomly wander into one of those outposts and just kill everything for you.
Yeah, that happened to me a couple of times. I died laughing.
You literally died in the game laughing. You fell over.
I did one time. I fell off a cliff laughing and had to reload.
Hey, TKO, so you said you're done with World of Tanks?
I pretty much abandoned it because War Thunder has airplanes and tanks, and the tank game is way better. So
I got something else for you.
What?
Obsidian just announced Armored Warfare, which is their tank game running on the Crysis engine.
Modern tanks? There's, for the love of God, sir, there's modern tanks in it.
Modern tanks.
From the guys who brought you South Park, the Stick of Truth.
M1A1 Abrams, 105mm of armor penetrating democracy.
Yep, and environmental destruction, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Alrighty then, so...
What's the game called again?
Well, we
it's
can finally
Armored
see what
Warfare.
Happened.
It's in beta right now.
He's typing that in. All right, so we're about at the 30-minute mark right now, guys. So why don't we go ahead and take ourselves a quick little commercial break, and then we're going to go ahead and pick up with a little note that we kind of left off on answering TKO's question about AI. And then after that, we'll pick up on the news. So
you never asked me about what I was playing this week.
Oh, I don't know. Do you even play games, dude? You don't play games.
Seawall 728, the guy who plays Payday 2 almost constantly.
Are you excited for that new update?
Yes, but cautiously optimistic. They've kind of fucked up the stealth more than once, so I'm a little worried.
Right on. Anyway, sorry to have to cut you short there, Seawall.
Oh, Borderlands 2, also awesome.
Oh, okay, all right, let's go. Forego the commercial. Let's go, Seawall. Talk about Payday.
No. Just go with the commercial. We can pick it up afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
And we're back. So
that was easy.
Pretty much.
Hey, thank you, Span, signing up for the beta right now.
Ooh.
All right, then.
All right, so like I said, TKO last week was basically asking a brief little thing on why AI is always more difficult to kind of program. Was that right?
No, I wasn't saying I use a specific example of the Total War games where the AI was stupid in Medieval 1. It progressively got better up to when it hit Medieval 2.
Okay, so Seawall. So Seawall here says he has a bit of an answer. So Seawall, you're on the mic. Go.
Okay. It was more of a combination of confirmation, but also, again, these are very generalized answers. There are two major causes of it. One of them is there could actually be an error in the code where even though they actually do have the scripts that make the AI use artillery and stuff, use siege weapons and stuff like that, there's an earlier part. Like the example is, you know what an if-then statement is, right?
If this happens, then that happens.
Yeah. Well, what could happen is later in the code, it could say if AI has access to siege weaponry, engage these scripts. But earlier in the code, it could say something like if equipped with weapons, just regular weapons, use this set of code. So the code could be there. It's just there was a sin. There was just an error. They screwed up. There's a bug.
Like an omission.
Okay.
But the other problem is you were wondering why they couldn't just take the old scripts and put it into a new engine. You go to new engines, almost all, even a minor, even just in the same family, the variables can change. The names of the variables,
I didn't necessarily mean use exact same code.
Yeah, I know, but
they had an AI that was capable of using all of its stuff effectively. It's like, so they already know how to make that. So it's like, how could it be so hard? And why was it each subsequent game? It gets worse and worse each game.
It's a combination of reasons. It's the one of them is because they went to the new engine, they can't use the old code, and they have to essentially rebuild it partially. They can use some of the tricks they originally used, you can use some of their know-how for it, because it probably is in the same language, but they have to change all the variables around.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a long time. That's why they can't just drop the old code into the new stuff, because if the variables have changed, they've literally got to go into every line of code and make sure all the variables are happy. The example I was told is, the simplified one is, in one engine, player's hit points is called player health, but in another engine, it's called P health, which it can screw up the entire, and even that's a very simple fix, there are millions of variables for AI, and it's actually kind of not the proper term, but that's more of the engineer side of me speaking.
Sure. Syntax changes a lot.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and then combine that one where it's that it just late, they just didn't have enough resources and time to do it.
Okay,
you said the game was rushed, right?
Oh God, yes.
Then they just didn't have enough time to dedicate to resources. They put everything they could into graphics.
Okay, all right then. So with that said, I think we've pretty much brought a little closure to that conversation.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and start leading things off too. Yep.
Well, as I said,
I like my
news
like I like my coffee in the butt.
Eggs.
I don't want my coffee there.
Oh yeah,
the bounce song. You guys played it.
Yeah, it was fun hanging out with you guys. But as I said, I would only stay till that point.
Oh, okay, all right.
We'll
see you all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All
right,
man. And Deg.
See ya. Bye bye.
You want me to play it again? Jeez,
just take.
Why not? Let's do a second round of that one.
Okay, you heard the lady.
Do we have to?
I like my news like I like my coffee in the butt.
Beg, did you really say do you have to? Stop.
Guys, come on. Shut up for a second. Let him do the news.
No, that's cool. Continue. Oh, I'm done. I just,
Dag, I want to hear the news.
Right ahead.
We missed you last week. Tell us what you got.
The Bethesda blog announces Battlecry, a 32-player online action game that'll be an eponymous first release from Battlecry Studios, the Austin-based developer founded by Bethesda and BioWare expatriate Rich Vogel in 2012. They offer a reveal trailer for the game. Tout the launch of the official Battlecry website at battlecrythegame.com, and provide some early details. Gunpowder has been banned, and all conflicts are now settled arena-style with swords, bows, crossbows, and I think I even saw a strange type of railgun in the trailer.
Nice.
Kind of cool, so go and check it out at YouTube. A new McLaren in Moscow trailer, again, YouTube it, from World of Speed offers a look at racing in the Moscow track in the upcoming motorsports game, cut together with real-life footage of Russian racing. Those interested in the game can sign up for the closed beta at worldofspeed.com. Bring your own dash cam. Hot on the heels of a leaked Battlefield, information yesterday, a new Battlefield Hardline website, battlefield.com/hardline, is online, as EA DICE takes a hard line on the leaked details about the next installment in the shooter series.
That's painful.
I know, right? The site offers newsletter sign-ups and promises an unveiling at E3 on June 9th at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. A leaked trailer is also online, though this may be disappearing soon, judging by the confidential and do not distribute watermarks. Finally, there's an accompanying announcement on the EA website where, man, I don't know the guy's last name. That's tough to pronounce. Where Steve P., I guess, confirms this is being developed by Visceral Games, and it will depart from the military theme for more of a cops versus criminal shooter.
Yay.
Indeed. Maybe they'll do APB right.
I would have felt better if it wasn't a Battlefield game in its own standalone.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Valve announced a delay to the launch of Steam Machines, the SteamOS-powered gaming computers, saying that they are now anticipating launching these in 2015 rather than sometime this year, implying that tuning the Steam controller is the issue. Apparently they're working out bugs with the wireless controller.
Oh, okay.
It does, however, seem that everybody is having some launch jitters nowadays. Ubisoft has been tweeting about issues with Watch Dogs authentication, saying, "We're experiencing issues with the authentication services. Players may experience long delays when trying to log in-game. More to come." This was followed by word that they were still working on it, and a post acknowledging the issue on their support site. They've released a few tweets, and it does seem to indicate that things are clearing up. The connection is rising, and the issue still seems intermittent. The sign-in system might work after several tries. I was trying it earlier. I tried it for maybe 20 minutes, and then it worked. So your mileage may vary depending on who you are and where you are. Gearbox Software now offers a PAX East 2014 narrated gameplay walkthrough video from Borderlands, the pre-sequel, showing some gameplay from the upcoming Return to the Borderlands series, showing a new playable character, new loot chests, new weapon affixes, how oxygen plays into the setting of Pandora's Moon, and more in a clip that shows off around 15 minutes of gameplay. YouTube that if it's up your alley. A Kickstarter update for Wasteland 2 offers the opening movie from In Exile Entertainment's upcoming RPG sequel, though this is a live-action dealy with no gameplay footage. This was unveiled at a recent presentation of the game by Brian Fargo, which is also online. You can find it both at YouTube, or you can hit up Twitch TV. I forget the exact link, but it's not an easy one to spell or remember. A new letter from the chairman on the Robert Space Industries website announces a new milestone for Star Citizen, again, revealing the space combat game has now attracted over $44 million in crowdsourced funding. They describe the benefits of the new stellar cartography feature for players who have pledged before this point, and also outline the updated scanning software that will come if or when the project passes the $46 million mark to all who have pledged up to this point. They also have voting in place for what they say will be the game's final stretch goal, which does not include the option to add more goals. They're finally going to finish it, mate.
Right?
Woo.
They have enough money to finish it and make a damn movie.
So Calypso released Tropico 5 via digital distribution and provides a release trailer that's up on where? If you guessed YouTube, Google should be paying me. Tropico 5 is out now on PC via Steam and retail, U.S. retails June 3rd. The Xbox 360 and Mac will be available sometime this summer, with a version for the PS4 following in autumn. For more information, visit their website at tropico5.com. A recent Twitch interview with Min Guzman Lee includes some quotes from the Counter-Strike co-creator and Tactical Intervention creator about Half-Life 3. saying he has seen concept art from the shooter sequel and that Valve is quote-unquote working on it. The ex-Valve employee starts by saying, "I don't know if I can talk about that," before doing so, ending by saying he thinks that it's old news and that everybody kind of knows it's being worked on. He then goes on to express his excitement over another unannounced project, the new Left 4 Dead. He jokes about being in trouble for the Half-Life revelation, but also clearly thinks that both games have already been announced in some form or another. So, you heard it here on The Good Game Guys. Half-Life 3 confirmed. Woo! ZeniMax has followed up on their complaints that Oculus is using technology that's rightfully theirs with a lawsuit against the VR company and its founder, Palmer Luckey, for illegally misappropriating ZeniMax trade secrets. There's a statement from Oculus on the Washington Post saying, "The lawsuit filed by ZeniMax has no merit whatsoever. As we have previously said, ZeniMax did not contribute to any Oculus technology." Some sad news. John Bain, gaming commentator, reviewer, critic, overall swell guy, also known as Total Biscuit or The Cynical Brit or Total Halibut, has announced that he's got full-blown cancer at 30 years old.
Ooh.
The British video game expert made the announcement Friday on Twitter, and while he did not divulge details about the diagnosis, Bain did say the outlook was good. Despite the cancer diagnosis, Total Biscuit maintained his sense of humor, tweeting a Breaking Bad joke. Anyone got a good crystal meth recipe laying around? Here's to hoping Total Heisenberg gets better, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Should be it.
I don't wish cancer on anyone, but I do take a little bit of against calling him a swell guy.
Do we want to touch on that one? I'm a little curious.
I can give the 10-second version.
Leave that one alone. Let's let the guy, yeah.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Please.
Then I will reiterate, no one deserves cancer unless they are some kind of monster or, you know, murderer, rapist or something, you know.
Okay.
Even still, cancer is a pretty horrible thing to wish on anyone, murderers or rapists included.
What about the board of directors of EA?
Now you're just softballing them in.
All righty. Please continue.
That's it. I'm finished. So
I've been kind of sitting here with a brief dilemma right now that I want to try and address to the fans and my fellow co-hosts.
Okay.
So I'm really torn right now on which I should look into getting first, Watch Dogs or the new Wolfenstein.
Ooh, Watch Dogs.
One for Watch Dogs. One for Wolfenstein.
Wolfen Dogs.
Oh, man.
So instead of a chainsaw in Wolfenstein, you get a cell phone. Okay. That shoots lasers.
What?
Huh.
Nazi cell phone technology.
Wow. That sounds like a crossover waiting to happen, actually. But anyway, so far I got one for Wolfenstein, one for Watch Dogs. You know what? Fans, why don't you weigh in your opinions? Dag, how could the fans call in?
They can ring us up at 914-338-1303. They can also Skype to us at GoodGameGuys1. That's the number one. Don't spell it out and think you're all cool.
Yeah, seriously, man.
The numerical number one.
Alrighty then.
So,
how dare he?
We had some other topic, right?
So what's the topic then?
Actually, yeah, Span, I believe you had a bit of a question you wanted to get out there for everyone.
It wasn't so much me wanting to get the question out. It was, you know, just a thought I had. I mentioned to you, and you're like, "Hey, that would be a pretty good topic." And I'm like, "Sure, why the F not?"
I thought it was. So by all means.
So after this behind the scenes,
how we get to our topics,
airing out. Great.
Well, you know, the thought is, do the increasing number of HD re-releases and remasters hurt console makers' position that people just don't care about backwards compatibility or it's just not important anymore?
That's bullshit.
Right?
Seriously.
Pretty much.
It really is.
Is it just money at this point?
That's what it feels like. It feels like it's just money.
I'm frustrated getting into the PS4 because I know there aren't enough games out there for it, and I'm going to keep playing my PS3 games, and I mean, that's bullshit if I have to switch over to another console that's not going to allow me in. So, anyways.
How about this? Dag, do you still have a PS3?
I do.
Would you get rid of your PS3 today if your PS4 played your PS3 games?
Absolutely.
I would.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't need that hunk of plastic taking up space in my, you know, in my room.
And on that note, too, like, back in the day, I remember the two great wars. I was part of the Sega versus Super Nintendo war, and I was part of the Nintendo versus Sony war.
Viva la Nintendo.
What finally made me cross over to Sony?
Viva Sony.
When Sony put out PlayStation 2, and it played my PlayStation 1 games, game over.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so if I get the new Nintendo system, I still have to keep my old system if I want to enjoy my old games. And PlayStation 2 was like, play PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 1 games.
Can you
sold.
Now, hold on. Can you really honestly hold that same standard that we apply to modern consoles to the old consoles?
You because absolutely they're actually, cannot.
What?
You
can't.
Yeah, you honestly can't. Like, well, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're mad because the Super Nintendo does not have backward capability to play a Nintendo Entertainment System game.
I didn't say I was mad. I said it couldn't do it because it was using cartridges.
Yeah.
So I understood that. Actually, no. Didn't one of the systems, like, be able to plug in the other cartridges from the other one? Oh, no. GameCube had an adapter.
Yeah.
Didn't have an adapter.
You had your Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I wasn't saying I was mad at Nintendo. I just said, okay, my two options. I bought the new Nintendo system.
Well, sure. I'm freaking pissed off what's going on these days. So
your Super Nintendo and your Super Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. I had a PlayStation. I had a Nintendo 64 and I had a PlayStation 1. Then the two new systems came out. And I was like, okay, GameCube or PS2. Then on my GameCube, oh, these little discs. And, okay, then PlayStation 2. You can play your PlayStation 1 games. That was the thing that tipped me over the edge. You know, PlayStation.
I kind of find
DVDs.
It a little amusing. I kind of find it a little amusing that we're ignoring Xbox.
I don't mind ignoring Xbox.
Wait. Wow. Back in that generation, Xbox was on its first console release.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
There was no backwards compatibility to speak
of.
Wasn't.
Okay, you know what? In that perspective, by all means, fair enough.
Yeah, so I forgot.
Tell me.
It's NA. But yeah, that was what got me on the Nintendo side of that battle.
The PlayStation side.
PS3 came out, and they're like, oh, PS3, you can play your PS2 and your PS1 game. Like, the first generation. I was like, oh.
First gen did.
I'm like, Sony, you are amazing. You are awesome. And now suddenly.
But then they got rid of it.
And now I'm $600 poorer.
Right?
But they're smart if they do it that way because, you know what, it makes you buy the new one. Like, you want to, like, hit up the new console. If I knew that I could also play my PlayStation 3 games on the PS4, I'd be on the PS4 right now.
Okay, yeah, so you don't think they'd get more sales?
Exactly.
I think they would get more sales.
Here's the thing. We're not stupid. We all understand that it's a money thing. It costs them more money for backwards compatibility. Would you be willing to, or do you think it would be even a good idea if they offered like a version of the system, let's say $50 more expensive that's backwards compatible, or for the people that just plain don't care, they have a cheaper version that's not backwards compatible.
Okay,
That's a hard line to take because I mean the PS3 with the Cell architecture and the non-Intel platform would be kind of tough to make the games compatible with the PS4 without including the PS3 hardware in the PS4.
Yes, that was actually going to be my next point.
That wouldn't add a $50 price to it. That would add like a $300 price
to it.
Wait,
okay, now you guys are talking.
I disagree there when you can buy a PS3 cheaper than $300.
Yeah, shrink it down and fit it inside of the case of a PS4.
Deg, have
Along
you seen how small PS3s are now? And it's not the entire PS3, it's a section of the PS3 that you need, because it would be using other parts from the PS4.
From the PS4, yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
Sure. But you know that it wouldn't just be a $50 charge.
It was a number that I threw out. If it was an extra $100, but you were guaranteed permanent backwards compatibility.
Wait, and you guys...
Then why not?
You said an interesting question. Having your system, the system not backward compatible, compels you to buy that new system? I'm like, wait, I don't understand.
No, we disagree with that.
No, it compels you when it does have that ability. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like you with the PS2. Like, that was your tipping point?
Yeah, that was what made me go,
If the PS4 could natively play PS3 games, there would be a lot more people with PS4s right now, and that's saying something, because the PS4 has sold millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like right now, I mean, I have a library of PS3 games that I'm still playing. I still play religiously even, and I'm like, so I would have to have another system plugged up, another whole mess of wires and whatnot. Okay, I'm just going to chill for a while until,
right.
You know, I'm just going to chill.
Yeah, I'm just coasting until, you know, who knows, the PS4 is like super cheap, or next thing you know, it's PS5 time.
Right. I'm guessing that if there is a PS5, it should be backwards compatible with the 4, because they shouldn't have
to
use the hardware. They've gone to the Intel architecture.
Oh, PS5, a.k.a. Skynet. Okay, at the beginning.
There'd be no reason
we
for
have
not
the technology.
To
yeah, there,
oh,
there'd
well,
be no reason
then again,
for it.
Deg, then again, you never know, because at one point, the PS3, they had a version that was software backwards compatible, and they still removed it.
Yeah, but how well did that work?
Yeah.
Even if it only supported certain games, let's say that it supported 500 out of several thousand games, wouldn't that be better than nothing?
Right?
Well, let's look at the Xbox 360 and how it only supported the platinum hits or whatever.
And most
support,
of them weren't even...
They said that they hit 80% plus compatibility.
Yeah, so they said. I never
so
found that
said.
To be the case.
Right, and you know what? That's better than nothing.
I suppose.
Right, but, you know, back to the question at hand, you know, with... Do you think that there is a decent number of, like, HD re-releases and remasters and whatnot, you know, like last gen and this gen just being released?
Yeah, there
yeah.
is a pretty good number of it,
there's,
and some
like
of them...
The launch titles.
Wait, my question, too, okay, on that case, wouldn't the company make more money if it was backwards compatible? Because, okay, they released PS4. There's not that many games out there. But...
Yet.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like, you know, money's hard, so some people are trade in their old systems to help them buy the new system. Which
right.
means, while you have that new system, and there's a lack of games for you to buy, you could still be buying PS3 games and giving them money.
Sure.
But since it's not compatible, you can't buy said games and give them money while you have your PS4.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, how is that good business? I'm just, okay.
It gets some more money, man.
It comes down to cost. You know, backwards compatibility isn't free, and the companies don't just want to... you know, step up and say, we don't want to effing pay for it.
Right.
They would rather just say, people don't care about it.
But don't the consumers end up paying for
all
it?
All our intelligence. Well, we are not given the option.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what, three of you right here, when I asked, said yes to the question, would you pay $50 to $100 more? You know,
sure.
just throwing out
yeah.
a random
yeah,
number
sure.
for backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
No, that's the second thought.
And the thing is people would complain, but it's an option. Like, don't want backwards compatibility? Get it for $400. Want backwards compatibility?
500.
Pay $500. And you know what? Everybody's happy. Everybody gets what they want. And the people that complain are the ones that didn't want it to begin with.
Uh-huh.
So
I don't buy it? I mean, I was literally that one. I want to play.
Here's kind of where I have to chuckle a little bit inside, because the Wii seems to kind of do this just fine. Or the
oh,
Wii
you
actually.
And your Wii! You and your Wii!
No. In all seriousness, though.
Yeah,
ouch.
But
I'm just saying, too, man. Nintendo
Please
actually
don't
has to kind of on the
game
ball on
systems
this.
For no good reason. Like, seriously, Stephanie, if you want to sling insults, I'll be right there with you. I'll be shoulder to shoulder with you, just slinging them with the best of them.
Right.
But, you know, like, have a reason. Don't just go... That system is dumb. It's like, okay,
no,
why?
I don't care for the Wii. I've never cared. I discussed this last time. I've never cared for the games. I've never really, I mean, for me, it's
the
much
controller.
Cheaper than that. I feel like it's the controllers, like, all right, you
yeah,
know, I mean,
just, more kitty.
I can respect it.
See, we
got to
stop right
me.
There,
it
pal.
The
don't
games
say
don't
all
don't appeal to me. Yeah, the games don't appeal to me. I mean, just overall, if I want to play on the Wii, I'd rather just play a board game with my family. You know?
Wow. I can respect your opinion, but it's a far cry from having, you know, this opinion that you articulate and just throwing out a random statement without context.
Here, fuck the Wii. When I'm sitting around on my lazy ass playing video games, the last thing I want to do is get up and jump around and move this damn controller all over the damn room.
Why
like,
accidentally hit your homeboy in the face while you're trying to, you know,
break my
ass.
Knuckles on my ceiling fan light or whatever. Hell with that. I want to sit and be lazy and hold my controller, like, in my lap and not worry about it.
and
not ruin your
hey, that's what the classic controller was.
Well, not only that, but also too. Most of it. There's very few like Wii only games that are like amazing. You know, and that's their old school franchises. You know, Zelda. And
well,
I
sure.
I do want to play the Punch Out game for some odd reason.
Okay.
But, like, any of the like cross system games is always going to look better and play better.
No,
PlayStation, Xbox.
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and it's really kind of a disheartening situation. I don't know if it's so much of an issue of where Nintendo just continues to have such a bad relationship with third party developers, or vice versa.
Ooh. Well, here's a question.
Could it maybe just be the system itself is incapable of making it look that way? It most likely is, but
what
you know
was
what?
The launch price of the Wii U?
$200.
And what hardware did you get with that?
It was $250.
250? I remember 200
yeah.
myself.
Well, here's the thing. Like, their last 1,000 consoles were $200, and the Wii was the first console to raise the price from $200. Because, like, every console going back, it was $200, $200, $200. The
okay.
Wii was $250.
Was the original Nintendo over $200
but,
though?
You know, I think I'd like to get back to Deg's question real quick. So could you re-ask that again, please?
What sort of hardware do you get for that price?
Now, could you clarify that a little bit for me? Because I am a little on the confused side
power,
on what you mean.
What
or like power?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the system? What is the Wii U capable of?
Oh, no. The Wii U is $350.
Okay.
Okay. Aside from the motion controls and the weird freaking, like...
Okay.
And the worst graphics.
Yeah, see.
Thing,
all right.
What can it do that the Xbox or PlayStation cannot?
Do better.
What does it offer?
Free online from... Well, damn. I can't do that one because
backwards compatibility.
Yeah, oh yeah, backwards capability. Yeah.
Oh, the one thing we don't care about.
The one thing we don't care about that we spent at least 15 minutes bitching about that we wish was another system.
I know, but that's like downgrading and no, like, I can't step down.
Yeah.
You know, I might be able to poop a couple of different poops out of the same butt. But I don't want to play with them.
And I think my HDTV would like, what is this?
What does that even mean, Dag?
What are you plugging into me?
I'm not even
listen,
I'm still
man,
sitting
you
on the Wii. Hang
to,
on.
Like, come down and just understand the lingo right now. Okay?
you guys are all fanboys. I'm sitting here with, like, all of my system having, and you guys are like, this system sucks, that system sucks. And I'm just sitting in the corner going, I just play whatever has good games.
Right.
I know.
No, we agree with that. We agree with that. We can have our preferences,
I've
know?
Got all sorts of different systems except for a Wii or
right?
a Wii U. Like, I didn't bother with them. I don't care about Mario. I don't care about Zelda.
Link is cool.
I don't,
and Samus.
Those I did two? Love Mario.
I don't
Mario.
Care about Metroid. I don't care.
Deg, have you played Metroid Prime?
That
which,
was awesome.
Which one?
Any of them.
Any of them.
I played a piece of the first Prime, and it was okay, but wonky at the same time.
True.
You are inhuman.
Like,
you
that's
are some
like
kind
of
Skynet robot sent from the future. No, you can't be a gamer and not like Metroid Prime.
Yeah, right?
You're being called
sure
out, dude.
That's one of the few games I saw on GameCube that I thought was pretty, was Metroid Prime.
Still is pretty.
That the other one was Twilight Princess, kinda.
Oh.
I was like, that's kind of pretty, too, but not, like, Metroid just looked nice.
To be fair, I don't own the system, so I didn't get a shot to play the game through or for more than, like, an hour.
Hmm.
It was okay. Meh, I guess.
No, I didn't actually finish it because that game was long.
I didn't have time
Metroid
to
Metroid or Twilight Princess?
Prime.
It looks like
what's
Stephanie
that?
Needs to duck out just a few
yeah,
minutes
guys,
early, so
no.
why don't we say goodbye to Stephanie?
Thanks.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Alrighty. See you later, Stephanie.
Good guy, y'all.
Good game,
y'all.
Good game, y'all.
Stephanie.
Good game, guys. All right, I'll talk to y'all next week. And definitely backwards compatibility. If this could happen, I'm totally down. So
right?
Have a good one, though, guys.
Petition this.
I know, right?
Pretty much.
Happen.
If we get, like, 100,000 votes, Congress must listen.
Okay. Why would Congress care? Aren't they actually trying to put more censorship rules on video gaming?
Screw you, Congress.
All right, now that Stephanie's gone, let's talk about her. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. What I meant to say was, let's talk about the last thing that she said. So backwards compatibility, you know, and Deg brought up the point that I was going to bring up, which was, you know, like the different hardware with the cell architecture and whatnot, you know, being completely different.
Mm-hmm.
How about going forward, now that we are, you know, on just the standard X86, you know, computer hardware, Is there any reason you can think of that the PS5 shouldn't just straight up be able to play PS4 games?
No, not at all.
No, not really.
We'll hold off on that, and we will continue that next week.
I guess we could do that.
But that's a real easy answer.
Right. Yeah, how about this?
That really
do
is.
You think they will care and make it backwards compatible?
No, not at all.
Not unless the people's like, hey, we want it. Give us the choice.
Well, people want it now.
Do you think they will pants you in front of all your friends, point and laugh while saying you didn't want backwards compatibility?
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and close.
All right. So, like basically, folks, thanks for tuning in. You can reach us on Facebook as usual at Good Game Guys Show. And just kind of leave a comment there. Leave any, you know, questions that you wish to have us answer, your thoughts, anything.
Or well, answer the questions we posted.
Yeah, seriously. Because I'm still wondering if I want to get Wolfenstein or Watch Dogs. So, hey, fans, let me know. What do you think?
So the fans are answering your question.
Yeah, totally, man. Anyway, we got to start wrapping this up. So, everyone, good game, guys.
Good game.
Good game.
It'll all be fine when you play online if you just try to not be a dick.